session number 27073, reel 11.
And
reel 11.
Yeah, the only time that I was caught out at all was I was looking at this airfield and watching the vampires operating from it. And the reason that I was looking at this airfield was quite close to where I had a chalet and I used to do all my ski. But the reason that the Swiss authorities found out I'd been doing this, not that they were really worried, was that I was, after watching these, I was on my way home, but stopped off because I was feeling a bit tired to have a quick sleep, a nap, in a field. And a farmer walked past my car, and he looked at me and looked at the car. I was apparently fast asleep and went back to his cows. And next day I got a call from my opposite number, not opposite number, but he was he looked after all the air attaches. He said, could you come to my office? I said, yeah, sure. What's it about? He said, I'll tell you about it. Anyway, cut a long story short. When I got there, he said, what were you doing at whatever the airfield was? I said, I was having a look at the vampires. He said, you're doing a bit more than that. Do you remember going to sleep in the field? I said, yeah. He said, the farmer looked at your car and looked at you, and he was one of my intelligence officers of the Swiss Air Force, and he had watched me look at this airfield. And Billy, if you want any more bloody information, come and see us, would you? End of story. Yeah.
And you returned from Switzerland. I think you went to the 246 Jet All Weather Refresher Course. Is this where you flew the Lightning?
No. That again was just a refresher organisation. No, I flew the Lightning at the factory with the chief test pilot of the thing, who'd been one of my pilots at West Raynham.
And what was the Lightning like? Again, impressions.
Oh, it was something completely out of my sphere, doing twice the speed of sound, and I was doing the speed of sound before I got to the top of Blackpool Tower, making some sonic booms, and that didn't go down terribly well.
And I think you ended your career as station commander at RAF Chivna.
That's right. Yes, that was my last flying appointment. I was posted there and promoted to group captain, and at Chevron we had all the conversion unit for all hunter pilots for the whole of the RAF, Middle East and Far East and at home.
What does a station commander do?
Everything, but basically he makes certain that his three wing commanders do their job properly. He administers or makes certain that the place is properly administered, that the flying units fly properly, and that everybody is fed. What I did as station commander is fly as often as possible, but it's rather an expensive pastime, so I was lucky if I got about 4 hours a month.
You retired from the Air Force after over 30 years.
Mm.
What do you feel now about having served in the RAF for such a long time?
Well, I was a bit pissed off because nobody had advised me when I asked to the possibility of retiring on a pension that the pay code was coming into operation. And the pay code, as far as I was concerned, was the difference of when I did retire. I retired on $2,500 a year as against $22,000. And had I stayed on for another year or so, I would have come under a new pay structure, which made a lot of difference.
Had you enjoyed your time, though?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it as long as I was flying. And that's the reason I was in the service, was to fly airplanes and not to fly concrete desks.
And one thing we haven't got on tape, which I'd just like to put on, is could you relate to me the story when you were a very young pilot at Tangmere and you came into the mess one day? And I had an encounter with a senior officer.
Yes, my first inkling that things were slightly different from my upkeeping and background was I joined an operational station at Tangmere. And being very keen, decided to have an early breakfast at about 7 o'clock and came down to the dining room, and it was completely empty except obviously somebody sitting at the top table reading the Times newspaper. And as I passed him, I thought, yeah, I better do this. Good morning. And the Times came down, and a bleary looking chap turned around, looked at me, said, "Chatterbox, put the newspaper up."